It's Fairfield County Live and Local. My name is John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox, and I'm hanging out with Similar Kind. Just played. And you guys were a lot of fun. You reached out to me a couple of weeks ago, and being the scatterbrained human being that I am, it took me forever to get back to you, but I'm glad I did. Tell me, thank you for being here, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
So I've been listening to your stuff all week. I noticed that the first release that I could find from you guys is back in 2019. You guys are a relatively new band then.
Yeah, we're pretty new. 2 years now. But I mean, 2 years like since Valentine's Day is our like 2 year mark, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, since we put out Seasons, that's what I consider like the 2 year mark, kind of, you know. It's been 2 years.
So how did you guys come together? How did the band get started?
Yeah, so it's kind of all gravity like around Ben is the sun in this scenario, and we kind of all like, around him.
He's the guy I've been emailing with. It usually tends to work that way, I guess.
Yeah. Everybody emails me, yeah.
Yeah, so I met him in high school. He was a grade under me. When he did this program with Miles, and they jammed years before we became the band. And
Miles, then Julia,
yeah, and then Julia was with another band, correct? And we poached her, basically.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what brought you guys together in terms of musical style? I guess what I'm asking is, and you can answer this as a band or individually, what's your musical background?
I mean, well, when we kind of started, I feel like there wasn't a clear, correct me if you think differently, but I feel like there wasn't really a clear like style in mind. There were like some examples and stuff, but it wasn't like we all had like backgrounds from a similar style. Like we all kind of like came from bands that and like other music projects that did like a bunch of stuff that really isn't anything like what we're doing currently. But I feel like it kind of started as it did not because we were like, oh, I'm looking to like start an indie pop group with other people. It was kind of just like us all being like, I kind of want to be in a band right now, so like let's see what happens. It wasn't really like, I don't know, set out to be like a certain thing from the beginning based on like our backgrounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny, like, you know, Miles, our drummer, is a huge Neil Peart fan, and you know, Rush is his thing. Julia, before bands, you were doing like musical theater, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Plays, you know, Ben, you've been playing classic rock, and then you kind of like shifted slowly into like going through, I guess you could say, decade to decade.
Yeah,
in a way, you know, like, so it's all over the board.
Yeah. And we didn't like become a band and we're like, we're going to make music. It was like somebody had asked me, thinking because I had been in other bands, if we wanted to play this thing called Porch Jam, which is like a festival where you go and watch bands play on porches.
They've got that in Black Rock too.
Yeah.
Porch Fest, yeah. We call it. But yeah, same thing.
Yeah. We did that and we were just going to play covers. And then somehow we ended up writing Seasons and over there in between that time of like practicing for that. And then we were just like, why don't we just keep doing this? This is fun. We like it. So.
So how did the band style come from? Because Julia, you referenced the term indie pop. Which I think describes you guys pretty well. Was that an intentional sound that you were going for, or was that something that just came out of your particular little alchemistic, you know, formula of all of you playing together?
I feel like it mostly kind of just happened that way. I know like when Ben first approached me, he was talking about how like, well, he sent me a bunch of bands, and the only bands that I remember were Rex Orange County and Paramore's new album. So it was like kind of like I don't know, like it wasn't really with a set intention. Like we knew we were gonna kind of do something within that realm, but I feel like it just kind of like happened to be what it was. Like it didn't really like we didn't try to make it that.
Yeah, I feel like it just comes out when we all play in the room together. Like nobody's ever like, we're gonna make this song, it's gonna sound like this thing, and we gotta stick that. It's kind of like I'm coming in with this thing, and Evan's going to add his thing, and Miles is going to add his thing, and Nate's going to add his thing, and then it just ends up becoming like that sound. So,
right. Well, I mean, you mentioned before just the amount of influences that are coming into this: musical theater, prog, classic rock. Evan, you said you're classically trained.
No, I'm not classically trained. I have a little bit, very small, I would say a little bit of a, when it comes to piano, a jazz training, but very young. But that's it for training, really.
That's it for jazz training, like in the band in general?
Maybe Nate.
Oh yeah, Nate goes to school. Nate goes to school for like bass and that kind of that realm. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, no.
Because I was gonna say, I mean, I hear a ton of that in your music. I mean, I think Maria was the first thing I clicked on of yours, and just that little ramp up in the beginning, I love the chord work. I love that sound. It was a very retro sound for a very new-ish sounding band. Indie, yeah, no, thank you. Indie pop. So what makes something pop? Is it just danceable music? What's the definition there?
That's a Julia answer.
I don't know. I don't know if I have the answer.
It's about having fun. I mean, it can be fun and then also have like really meaningful lyrics or like things that make you think. I feel like two bands that do that really well are like The Cure and The Smiths. They do like these songs that are super fun and you're like, this is pop. And then you listen to it and you're like, wow, this guy is so sad. Like, what's going on here? Trying to be ironic.
Robert Smith is always sad.
Yeah, he's always sad. But his songs are so like upbeat and you know, or they can be really dark depending on which album you're listening to.
Oh, sure. So the songs that you guys sent me, and it's some of the newest singles that you have out right now, is Too Happy and Nobody Loves You. And there was a third. What was the third one that you guys sent to me?
Lost and Lonely.
Yeah, Lost and Lonely. What was it about those three tunes that you love and that you wanted people to hear?
I would say the first off, the freshness compared to our last EP, just the amount of production we put into them. You know, it was kind of next level compared to our first EP. So we wanted the listeners to basically hear that, you know, we are growing, we're trying to progress, and the feeling that they give, you know, I'm Too Happy is exactly what Ben said before. It's, you know, listen to the words. If you Google Too Happy, Similar Kind, and just read the lyrics while you're listening to the song, you're going to be like, oh my God. You know, it's just like one of those songs.
Oh my God, he's so sad.
And then Nobody Loves You. You know, if you hear just the title, Nobody Loves You, you're thinking, oh God, you know, it's like a, you know, death metal or emo core song. And then you hear the chorus and you're like, okay, all right, I get it.
I wanted to actually call that out too, because I saw that. I'm not going to lie. I knew I was going to play one song of yours last week.
Yeah.
I try to never throw the band's ballad in as the one song, because I'm like, oh, that's their slow song. So I was just scrolling through the three songs and I was like, all right, I got to pick one of these. Let's put it on there. And I went right past Nobody Loves You. Didn't even listen to it until a couple of days later. I was like, and then it's like the first line of a novel. You know what I mean? Like the first line of a novel has got to hook you. Now, yeah. I mean, Julia, are you the primary lyricist in the band, or do you
want
to contribute to that? All right. Is that because Too Happy is the same way too? Is that kind of inversion of someone's expectations intentional, or does it just happen?
Well, honestly, for Too Happy, that was not intentional, because Ben, didn't your sister make that the title?
we are horrible. We are a horrible band at naming songs. And there will be no titles. We'll just have no titles. It'll be like new song 12 or some random word, and that'll be like the session name for forever.
Yeah.
It was just like, we were trying to come up with a name, and my sister was like, you should call it Too Happy. And we were like, okay, we're going to call it Too Happy.
I mean, if you're terrible at it, I feel like you're kind of nailing it, but okay. Continue.
Yeah.
You feel like you're actually great at it. But
okay. I mean, it's funny because for a while, song names will be ridiculous.
In the session.
And we had the same issue with like the first EP. And then like Nobody Loves You. We were thinking about doing like Nobody Loves You and then I Do in parentheses or like I Do. But then Evan brought up the point of like, we want people to be like, what does that mean? And then you go and you listen to it and you're like, oh.
Well, especially when you play, when you hit, like you hit play on that song and you hear it, you're like, okay, this is very major key. This is very upbeat. This is very what's going on right now. Now I'm curious. Now that's that. That's where that first line of the novel thing really kind of kicks in. Cause you're just like, okay, this is not at all what I expected to hear.
Absolutely.
No ballads allowed.
No ballads allowed. Not an indie pop.
It's, no.
It's fun. Damn it. So excuse me, sorry.
Got
the vid. Not really. I totally lost my train of thought. Yeah, so what do you guys have coming up right now? I mean, you know, you're pushing the new singles. We're starting to hopefully get to a place where, you know, shows and things like that are possible. Do you guys have any plans for spring?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on it. We're really trying to it's weird because everywhere is so different, so it's so hard to gauge what's going to happen, whether, you know, shows are going to be in August or they're going to be in October or whatever, depending on like the next few months. But we're pretty much trying to just be ready for anything and kind of, you know, weigh our options with it, whether, you know, we're going to play in August or whether we're going to play in July or whatever it ends up being. But we want to play as many shows as we possibly can.
I like how you went right to August. I'm seeing guys like advertising June festivals and I'm like,
it's gonna lose
a lot of money, dude.
Yeah. It's going to be end of August, probably September, October kind of thing. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It depends on where these shows are going to be too. Some places are than others.
And then prior to hopefully touring, you know, we do have some new music on the horizon, some being our own stuff and then some being, you know, collaborations with other artists.
Any you want to talk about right now in terms of collaborations?
Nothing that our advisor is telling us to disclose.
Kenny Cash isn't letting you speak, huh?
Kenny Cash, yeah.
I don't know him that well, but I did get a chance to interview him a couple of weeks ago. I love Factory Underground. How did you guys get involved with them?
I used to be an intern there in high school. I had an intern there for like 4 years, and 4 or 5 years. And Julia was a student for a little while there. And Ethan knew I knew Julia somehow and Kenny. And they were like going to do some work with Julia. And then we had started writing songs together and being a band. And then I kind of just approached them and was like, we want to record here. And at first they didn't take me serious at all. They were like, okay, sure, you want to record here.
The intern wrote a song. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Like pretty much, okay, sure. Why don't you guys come in and play the songs and we'll see. And we never ended up playing the songs for them. Instead, we ended up doing there was like a benefit down there that was held for one of our friends, Alex, like a cancer benefit because he had just gotten over cancer, and we played it and they were there and they saw us play and everybody was like really super into it. And they're like, wait, this is actually good. Like, intern wants to record. All right, let's record.
Right.
Yeah. And the rest is kind of history. Now we've just been recording with them for the last 2 years.
Well, not to mention, you know, Ben was the first ever intern at Factory Underground.
Second intern, but yeah, I was like the first like high schooler kid to be like, can I intern here?
Yeah.
Did you ever work with Tim O'Donnell?
I was gonna say he might have
left before you, but
yeah, probably before you got there.
Never mind. That's funny. That's how it works in radio too. You're like, hey, when do I get to be on the air? They're like, no, go away.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It seems like a hard, you know, radio seems like a very hard thing to get into.
I mean, kind of yes, kind of no. You know, I mean, it's great being able to broadcast from home, you know, get yourself a little focus, right? A little microphone. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
We all have focus rights. Demo city.
They're good, man. I'm telling you. Like, it's like, is there any other brand that people use? I asked around, and like, everybody was like, I'm probably going to cut this part out of us talking about folks.
I forget what the thing is called. It's like the thing with the huge knob on it. It's Universal Audio. That one. That one's like sweet. Everybody uses those.
All right, so before we get out of here, any last minute plugs, anything coming up in the immediate future that you guys want to talk about?
I would just say follow us on Instagram. You know, we post all of our new, you know, updates and releases. You know, so we'd love for the fans and the listeners to stay in the loop and look out for what's next.
Yeah, we just put out a lyric video for Nobody Loves You. So that just came out on Valentine's Day. So check that out too.
Julia, anything?
I think that's it. Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff coming up within the coming months. So yeah, just follow us and watch out for that.
Love it. Guys, thank you for sitting down with me tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.